Hi there, and welcome to the Man in the Van podcast, your regular audio drive time companion, where our main aim is education through a conversation. Through our conversations, delve deep into all things related to the tradesperson contracting community, from news to education to industry happenings, helping you do better business while building a better and improved South African tradesman and women contracting community. Thanks for tuning in. Let's start the conversation.
A warm welcome to our audience. My name is Willem Klopper. I'm your host. And in this episode, we will have a conversation with Mr. Jacques van der Westhuizen, a qualified and well-experienced software and systems developer, to discuss the all-new App Plumber mobile application. We intend to determine what the convenience is of using this app, as well as what the benefits thereof is to the plumbers out there. Jacques, welcome to the studio and thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Willem. It's a pleasure to be here in the studio.
Just before we give our guests the opportunity to introduce themselves, let's hit the brakes. We'd like to remind our audience that this episode is proudly brought to you by Articulate It Plumber. Jacques, so just before I fire away with all of the other questions that I have for you, just a very brief introduction of yourself to the audience, please.
So I'm a systems developer or designer. It's a little bit different from a programmer or coder. It's not that I'm actually coding software and stuff like that, but I'm very closely linked to the process thereof. I basically build the underlying structures and the way that the code has to run. Basically, everything has to have a design to be based off of. So I would be the guy that would, for instance, be a middleman between a company and then the programmers. I would take whatever the company would like to achieve. They would give me some statement, for instance, something like, make a login screen for us or a loading screen. Now, that's a very broad statement. Then I have to look about the surrounding environment, everything that the company actually needs and how their system currently works. And I need to tell the programmers exactly how that needs to be coded so that it, you know, establishes its goal, how it fits into the picture. That's basically what I do.
And you had extensive involvement in the development of App Plumber. And,
yes.
And especially the all-new, exciting new version thereof.
Yeah. I was basically sort of it from the beginning, where me and you partially helped test it as well. So we were working a lot together in getting the thing up and running and as in the best possible way it could run. And, you know, it's quite satisfying working like that.
App Plumber is a mobile application that is developed specifically for plumbers in South Africa, and it seems to be a very convenient tool for the plumbers. What are some of the factors that makes it so convenient for the plumbers?
Well, it all basically boils down to what the idea of App Plumber actually was in the start and still is. The idea of App Plumber was to have a basically like a one-stop shop, but for the professional plumbers, or to cater for the needs of professional plumbers out there in the industry. So we developed the app in such a way to be like a multi-tool, but just at the tip of your fingers.
What can be more convenient than having those tools available at your fingertips on your mobile device? Wherever you go out to site, work on a project, you've got those tools available at your fingertips.
Yes, that's exactly the thing that we, the exact goal that we tried to work with when developing this. So initially, we only had the helpful tools that we offered with the App Plumber, something like, for instance, a site risk assessment or vehicle checklist or service fee calculators and so forth and so on. And later on, we realized that it might be very interesting, or not interesting, a very valuable asset to start adding information and or informational content and educational content onto the app as well. So we started including product and installation guides into the app. We started adding information on professional bodies and even links to the websites onto the app. We also have the IOPSOS new learner management system added onto the app with the community board, which would basically help build your knowledge or have a space for you to actually inquiry about problems that you have and discuss it in the industry. And also, the latest addition to this package for the App Plumber was the Audit It system that has recently been added to it.
The app was actually developed a couple of years ago.
Yes.
But it has recently undergone a revamp or a complete makeover, for a lack of better terms.
Yes, that is correct. The App Plumber application has been in existence for quite a while now. There was a big flaw with the app in its underlying structures, which basically hindered us from continuing with any further development, stuff that we wanted to do in the future. And to solve this in the old app would have caused a very big workload, and it would almost be nearly impossible. Not impossible, everything's possible, but it's a very tedious task, and who would have done that? And it was almost easier just to wipe the slate clean and just start from scratch and build the underlying structures in such a way that it would support the new features, what we wanted to add.
And make provision therefore.
Exactly, and that's exactly what we decided to do. So we did a major upgrade on the entire App Plumber system, and out of the deal we also, as you mentioned, got a little bit of a makeup session just to add a little bit of zazz, and yeah, just a makeover session, just to improve the look and feel of the app.
Yeah, to keep up with current trends and you know, the layout thereof, the look and the feel, the colors thereof, where buttons are positioned, etc. And that was done to keep up with the current trends and the current the more modern look and feel of what is currently in the market.
Yes, exactly, and it just helps also to. It's a little bit easier on the eye, which also improves user experience. Ah. And that's what we're trying to establish, is to satisfy user experience. Optimal user experience, exactly.
Just before we continue the conversation, it's time to hit the brakes again.
Don't forget to download the all-new and improved App Plumber from the Google Play Store. All your plumbing solutions are just a click away, exclusively for Android users.
So we're talking about makeovers, and typically in IT terminology, we use the terms updates and upgrades to software as well as to mobile applications. What is the difference between an update and an upgrade, and why do software systems and specifically mobile applications continuously have to be developed and upgraded and updated?
Well, in general, systems and mobile applications are continuously developed to improve and optimize the user's experience, as I mentioned before. Now, this can range from a very wide pool of reasons. For instance, it could be just fixing errors, small little bugs or issues that needs to be fixed. It could be adding new features to the app, like what we are currently doing now by adding all our features, or just to make the app easier to use, make something that was unnecessarily difficult a lot easier for the users out there. So those are a lot of reasons of why apps continuously develop and improve. But I think the most important one is actually to keep up with the compatibility of the operating systems.
And when you refer to operating systems, that would typically include something like Android of your mobile devices.
Exactly. So Android has a lot of updates that they're running for various features or to help developers code the programs or the applications better. But most importantly, for security updates. And if you don't, if your application does not stay up to date with what Android is releasing, your app's going to get outdated and it's not going to be available on new platforms, on new devices and stuff like that. And on an even more serious note, it can be completely removed from Android's platform.
And that basically renders that application completely useless.
Yes, your application would be completely useless at that
point. Hence, we reiterate the fact that applications continuously have to be developed and improved and made compatible with these operating systems.
Yes.
All right, let's just get back to the difference between an upgrade and an update.
Well, there's not essentially a huge difference between an upgrade and an update. They both have the same goal. So we as developers or application holders, however you want to call us, we have code that we continuously develop and update. And our method of getting that code onto your devices via an update or an upgrade that we release through the cloud or through Google or whichever platform that you use.
Basically serve the same purpose.
They serve the same purpose, yes. But now there becomes a little technical term change between what an upgrade is and what an update is. So an update is generally something very small that is either fixed or added to the application. It's not a major change. It's something users basically won't even notice unless it's something you can read, like, say, for instance, a spelling mistake or something simple like that.
Insignificant issues.
Insignificant issues, yes. That would be a good way to describe it. But on the other hand, upgrades is a very big project that needs to be run. And for instance, what we did when we upgraded from the old app to the new app, and I used the word upgrade almost subconsciously there, it was a very big project. And we basically had to change a very huge part of the application.
Major changes.
Major changes that we applied to it. And that would typically be what is mentioned with an upgrade. Now, along with an upgrade, you also change the underlying structures of things, which means all your designs and everything has to be rethought and reworked. And that's most likely, well, that's the general case of why applications that's been upgraded to, say, version 2.0 have a huge display change and everything runs fast and smoother. That's basically the difference between an upgrade and an update.
Additional features, etc., additional functionalities within it.
Exactly, yes.
So let's get back to this specific, the App Plumber mobile application and this new version thereof. What does it offer that makes it so convenient for the plumbers? And are there any exciting functionalities that users can look out for in the very near future?
Well, there's actually a huge list of things, but too much for me to just mention off of the top of my head. But it all boils down to the core thought of what App Plumber is. Like I said, App Plumber is an integrated platform where plumbers can conveniently find useful tools and information readily accessible, like at their fingertips. Now,
all industry related, all plumbing.
Yes, all of it related, plumber, for professional plumbers specifically, yes. South African professional plumbers, for sure, to be more precise. Now, these tools allow users, like I mentioned previously, to set up site risk assessments, calculate call-out fees, service rates, vehicle inspections. There's a lot of tools available on the app that they can use, just for a few that I can list off of my head. And these tools can be typically found under the tools page or under the health and safety page. But then with regards to the information that we added, that's also very available, there's a huge influx of information coming in almost every update.
Sure.
And this information pertains to things like reference guides that provides more technical information like regulations and municipal bylaws or just technical talk discussions, so on and so forth. Now, we also have a lot of other external third parties providing a lot of information, like I said, professional bodies who we have information about and also their websites. And one of those is SA Watermark that provides a register of SABS approved plumbing products and components.
And that's also accessible from the app.
All of it accessible from the app. And then we have something a little bit more socially catered, which is the PIOB's community board, the podcast that you're listening to basically right now.
That's also available from
the magazine, where you can find relevant articles about the industry that you can read up on and, you know, just wise yourself up about what's going on in the world out in plumbing. And built up on top of that, we have some other features as well that allows you to actually trade goods. So it's also becoming a platform where you can acquire the goods that you need. So we have a buy and sell functionality available where users, plumbers, can actually list up items that they would like to sell and others can browse to buy these items.
These are like used plumbing tools, maybe perhaps even plumbing components and so forth.
Yes, yes. Yeah. This was a request that came from the users to be able to sell stuff on this platform and buy stuff through that. Now, the payment and everything doesn't go through the platform. This is like arranged in your own free time. So it's more just of a hub of where to find this people selling things and people willing to buy things. And you can even, a lot of people are putting up employment. They're also listing that they are looking for employment opportunities on this platform.
Also on that buy and sell functionality.
Yes, also on the buy and sell feature as well. Now, one of the newer features that we have recently added to the app was to incorporate portals for merchants and suppliers, manufacturers. So we basically gave them a space on the app so that users can easily access their products and services through the websites through our app. So,
and not having to go to each specific manufacturer's website to go and see what products they have available and what products are listed. It's easily accessible on the app, on the App Plumber.
Exactly. And you know, I'm not a plumber, but I don't know where you go to buy plumbing tools and equipment. Now, if you're a professional plumber, you would know, but there's always new companies popping up left, right, and center. So this would be a very good place to find competitive environment to find the best product for the job that you need to do. Well, that's the thought that we had behind it anyway. Now, there's also opportunity for advertisers who would like to advertise their services and products onto the app. For instance, plumbers that provide certain services or educational bodies that provide certain courses, they can all advertise on this app and, you know, get these special offers out or communicated towards the plumbers in the industry. So it's a good spot for plumbers to actually find a lot of specials on the app as well.
Absolutely.
Yes. And then the last one, and most probably the biggest one that I can think about, is the recently added feature for the PIRB plumbers or PIRB registered plumbers to access their PIRB system and profiles through our app. I think that's the biggest change that we have, that the most attractive feature of the new plumber app that we can provide to plumbers. And this app would basically allow users to conveniently log and purchase and log COCs while they're on site or while they're doing the job.
Uh-huh.
So you don't have to plan this ahead of time, remember everything till you get home, and then go and set up everything to log the COC. You can do it exactly while you're sitting there doing a job.
Yeah, and on site.
On site. And this also adds a very unique dynamic where you can actually take the installation pictures while you're installing everything to make sure that you've got all your bases covered.
Uh-huh. And you take it directly with your phone. Or the ability to take the installation picture from the phone using the phone's camera while you are actually busy logging your COC.
Exactly. You're on track. You're exactly on track with that idea. This also allows you to, as I said, it's the main word is convenience with the audited app.
Mm-hmm.
So you can now conveniently keep up to date or track the audited processes that's being run if you have any COCs that's being audited.
Yeah, if your COCs have been selected for audit, or yes, a COC of yours have been selected for an audit, you can follow the complete audit process on the mobile app itself.
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. And you can also log your CPD activities, you can view your invoices, you can even view your profiles information and update stuff. So you don't have to contact the PIRB to change something like your number. You can now go up and do it on your phone with a few button presses.
Exactly. Having your phone,
very
your
convenient.
Mobile. I mean, who of us walk around without our phones? We constantly have our phones, our mobile devices with us. And to have these things at our fingertips available on our mobile phones in one integrated application. I mean, how much more convenient would you want it?
Yeah, it's very convenient. And one convenient, or not convenient, but a very big addition, an upcoming feature that's going to be, It's more of a thought at this moment rather than something that we're currently working on. But we're going to start allowing homeowners to look for plumbers via this app, or request plumbers, or post jobs, or something like that. So if you're a plumber and you're an app plumber, you can find homeowners, you can find jobs through this app. Mm-hmm.
And so plumbers would be able to see on this new feature that we are envisioning and planning and starting to commence work on. Plumbers would be able to see homeowners that may have advertised a requirement for plumbing work to be done on their premises, on their site, and vice versa. Homeowners would be, or the consumers would be able to find plumbers within their immediate area, a list of plumbers that are registered, qualified, licensed to sign COCs off, etc.
Well, that's very detailed for a thought, but yes, I mean, that's actually a very good idea. But yeah, that's a lot of features that we have to sit and consider exactly how the dynamics is going to work. So it's more of a brainchild than an actual feature on the line, but it's definitely something that we're very interested into applying into the app plumber space.
Do you welcome feedback from the users?
Oh, yes, of course.
Whether that be suggestions or whether that be complaints?
Well, suggestions or complaints, it doesn't really matter, because both is aimed at improving the system. If something's not working or somebody's complaining that something's not working, somebody that's responsible for the app, you would like to get that fixed pronto.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And same with suggestions. I mean, like I said, the buy and sell feature was actually a suggestion from a user. And that little suggestion actually brought up to this latest feature that we are envisioning in the future, to have that buy and sell, because they're actually posting the employment. They're actually looking for employment using that. And that gave us the good idea of, you know, we can improve in this area. We don't have to use a buy and sell feature for this.
Mm-hmm.
We can build a own feature. I don't even know what we're going to call it, but yeah. So yes, we absolutely welcome a lot of features from the users.
A lot of feedback
from
the users.
Yeah, and it is, as I said, the aim is to ensure optimal user experience. We have a list that we're actually running. It's called a wish list. Uh-huh. And all user suggestions and complaints, it doesn't sound like a nice thing to put a complaint on a wish list, but everything is put onto this list. And all of these issues, complaints, suggestions is addressed. And it greatly assists the overall improvement of the app.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Just before we continue the conversation, it's time to hit the brakes again.
Plumber training has never been easier with Articulated Plumber courses. Enroll now to upskill yourself at your own pace and earn CPD points. Our informative and easy-to-follow courses can be found on iopsitraining.co.za. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Articulated Plumber.
Jacques, do you have any last words for the audience, to our audience?
I think we actually covered all the bases. The only thing I can actually think about is how to get this app onto your phone. Now, currently this app is available to all Android devices. iOS, not yet, maybe in the future. That might be something that we need to look at. But currently it's only available for Android devices, and it's easily accessible from the Google's Play Store. New users would be required to create a profile to use this app. They don't need to be registered with anybody. They can just create a profile. Mm-hmm. And they will receive a verification email during this process. And the reason I'm mentioning this is a lot of people struggle with this step because after registering or creating their account, they want to log in immediately. But mm-hmm. they don't know. It does tell them, but they don't know where to look for this email. And you would expect it to be an inbox, right? Because that's where your mail goes. But sometimes you can actually find it under your spam or even in your junk. It depends,
yeah, it depends on
how your mailbox is set.
Security settings in your mail
exactly.
service provider, yeah.
Now, this only impacts a small margin of the users out there, but it's the small margin of users out there is a big enough number to make it.
It cause a slight frustration to the users, yeah.
It's frustration to the users, yes. And that's something, sending emails is beyond our control. It's kind of like just throwing out a message and hope it lands into Chris.
No, it is a thing. The developer of the application doesn't necessarily have control over the recipient of an email's security settings on their computer or their email supplier, email service provider's settings.
Exactly. And if some guy was using my email to send spam, then that's also something beyond my control. I can't fix that. I mean, I'll try, but it's not something you can always prevent.
Sure.
Now, users who previously had accounts but was not used because AppLama didn't usually have profiles in the old version and the start of the new version.
Mm-hmm.
So the account creation was actually a feature cut off in the middle. Now, we have catered for these guys. The only thing, when they try to log in, they will get a message that says that their account is, I won't say not completed, but it'll hint at that they need to complete some information, and then it'll take them to a profile page where they can fill in all the details that they absolutely need to fill in for them to have an account.
Required fields of information.
Required fields, yes, that they need to put up onto the app, and that includes the password that they will be using for this feature.
To log in.
To log in, yes.
And again, when they create a password, would they receive an email, a confirmation email? Especially when it comes to there is an option to change a password if you've forgotten your password.
Yes, if you have forgotten your password, if you registered a long time ago, can't be that long, but you registered absentmindedly and you can't remember what password you entered, there's actually a reset function to get yourself to create a new password. Mm-hmm. It sends you an email link. You click on it. It opens up a web page. You add in your new password. And there you go.
Again,
Bob's your uncle.
Again, we're coming back to the emails that people would receive. And it's
emails
one of the steps when you create a complete new profile for yourself on the app. One of the steps in creating your profile would be to receive a verification email. And, of course, that email also would have a link in it that you need to click on in order to activate your newly created profile on the app.
Yes, that would also happen, yeah. A lot of users that also have disabled account, people that decided to leave AppPlumber, if they want to go back, their email address is still there, mm-hmm. or the details are gone. So when they want to create a new account using the old email, it's not going to tell them, listen, this email's already been used. Mm. It's going to tell them that, we see that you're back, and then it'll just open up the email account, and he has to fill in all his details again. So once the users have set out the profile issues and they've managed to log in, there is a My Profile option that you can find in a menu at the top left. So you open up the menu, you go to my profile, and you'll see all the details that you have given us. Now, you can update these details as you want. You can update your profile photos, you can update your information, and also link it to their PIRB. It has this little verification, verify my PIRB registration, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. They can use that to verify the fact that they are
PIRB registered, PIRB and also basically,
this also enables the audited system on mm-hmm. the devices.
Sort of a link between the App Plumber profile and the PRB registration profile. Is that correct?
Yes. It more of associates them.
Associates.
But it doesn't link it. It doesn't
link.
It doesn't
associate.
Yeah.
Them.
It only associates this profile that you have with your PRB profile, because a lot of plumbers, they'll have their personal accounts and then they'll have, say, like a company account. Just want to add that if users have any suggestions or something they want to share to us, that they can actually contact us on an My Contact Us page on the app's homepage. And through that, they can actually share all their suggestions, issues, complaints, as we've said, mm-hmm. or just further questions on what's going on in the app, what they need to do if they're stuck with something.
Just before we say goodbye, it's time to hit the brakes one last time. Like to encourage our audience to follow Articulated Plumber on Instagram and Facebook, not only to find out more about the Man in the Van podcast, but also to learn more about any exciting and interesting news that we may have. Our handle on both Instagram and Facebook is Articulated Plumber. Jacques, I'm sure that the audience, having listened to this podcast, certainly we've clarified a couple of things for them. We've highlighted a couple of things for them regarding the App Plumber mobile application. It sounds like a very exciting and a very convenient tool, readily available on their mobile phones or their mobile devices, bringing information to them, whether that be informative or technical for that matter. It brings other tools to them at their fingertips. I'm sure that they should by now be very excited to actually use it and experience it for themselves.
Well, I would hope so. That would put a smile from the left side of my face all the way to the right side. And as I said, you know, the intent of the app is to make it, you know, optimal for the user. So for a developer, for you to hear that, yes, your users are satisfied, they're actually experiencing the fact that this thing is a useful tool and they use it daily, and it's so important for them they don't even remember how they did it without it.
Yeah.
For you to hear that as a developer, that is something indescribable. It's a little bit of happiness, like something you created. And it's, yeah.
Jacques, thank you so much for all of the information that you've shared with us. Thanks for joining me in studio, for your time and your effort. And thanks to the audience for having tuned in and listened to this episode. And we'll see you next time, perhaps give you a little bit more information and insight onto the App Plumber mobile application. Finally, it's time to switch off this engine. Cheerio.
Man in the Van Podcast, your regular audio drive time companion.